don't see. And it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Nearly 2 years after Tyre Nichols was fatally beaten by police in Memphis, a new Justice Department report concludes the Memphis Police Department uses excessive force and discriminates against black people. More from CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The report says, quote, Memphis police officers regularly violate the rights of the people they are sworn to serve. The people of Memphis deserve a police department and city that protects their civil and constitutional rights, garners trust, and keeps them safe. Nichols was kicked, punched, and hit with a police baton as five officers tried to arrest him after he fled a traffic stop.
The report calls for a federal monitor to oversee the Memphis PD. Two kindergarten students are in critical condition after they were shot at their religious school in Palermo, California. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey.
Law enforcement officers located an adult male who was down, deceased from what appears to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Before opening fire, the gunman had met with a school official about enrolling a child there. New York City police believe the murder of United Healthcare CEO outside a Manhattan hotel was a targeted attack. CBS's Anna Schechter reports the search is on for the killer.
Investigators are looking for him. We know that he entered Central Park on a bicycle. Investigators are continuing to scour all of the surveillance footage. This is still a very active investigation with lots of unanswered questions.
Much of the country will be downright frigid Thursday.
Minneapolis, 8 degrees, feels like 8 below. Fargo is 1, feels like 13 below zero. Chicago's 14, feeling like 5 below zero. Even to the northeast, that cold air will stretch, sort of setting up camp out there. So, you know, Cleveland, 32, feels like 17. New York City, 41, feeling like 30.
CBS New York chief weathercaster Lonnie Quinn. South Korean lawmakers will vote this weekend on whether to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol for declaring martial law this week. CBS News correspondent Remy Innocencio is in Seoul, where the president's decree sparked widespread opposition.
35-year-old An Gi-ryong grabbed the barrel of a soldier's rifle. "I didn't think," she said in an interview. "I just knew we had to stop this." Lawmakers fought through the security cordon to vote to unanimously block the president's stunning action.
The president reversed his decision 6 hours later after parliament rejected his decision. Bitcoin has topped $100,000 for the first time. Traders are betting the incoming Trump administration will be more crypto-friendly when it comes to crypto regulations. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It turns out your use of emojis may say something about you.
Do you tend to use lots of emojis and messages to friends? If so, you may be more emotionally intelligent, or better able to understand your emotions and those of others. That's the gist of new research from psychologists at Indiana University. One researcher says an emoji is a way to convey meaning and communicate more effectively, and how you use it can reveal something about you. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The Attorney General of the District of Columbia is suing Amazon, accusing the retail giant of excluding 2 low-income D.C. zip codes from its fastest delivery service, but still charging customers in those zip codes the full Prime subscription price. Amazon says it stopped using its own branded trucks to make deliveries in those areas 2 years ago out of safety concerns for its drivers. Amazon now uses third-party delivery services like UPS in those codes. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, Eddie flurries or light snow ending. The winds stay gusty overnight, up around 40 and 50 miles per hour out of the northwest. That'll drive that wind chill down to about 5 below. Actual air temperature will drop to the mid-teens. Sunshine developing Thursday. Right now it's 13.
The Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Daytime turns me off and I don't need maybe. 9 to 5 ain't taking me where I'm bound. It's gone, I run out to see my baby.
forgettable day. A day of uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. And it's time to groove. I thank the Lord for the night time. I thank the Lord for you. Talk about plans now, baby. I got plenty. Nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl. I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. Day of uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's a time to groove. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. I thank the Lord for you. Save me. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. To forget the day. Day of uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's a time to groove. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. I thank the Lord for you. Now.
slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. See if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Tonight.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Love me do.
WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
Just let tomorrow be now. Let tomorrow be. She wants to live in the Rockies. She says that's where we'll find peace. Settle down and raise up a family to call on, yeah. We'll have a home. All summer long we spent grooving in the sand. Everybody kept on playing Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
God only knows what I'd be without.
If all my dreams come true, I'll be spending time with you.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came in. You came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
so we don't have
have a pot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. My ring, and when I'm sad, you're a clown, and if I get scared, you're around. Let them say your hair's too long, 'cause I don't care, with you I can't be wrong. Then put your
updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report started at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Chase the